Is there anyone else? Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Pavaneshwar Das Prabhuji on call, and he's going to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5, Verse Number 24. Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam Prabhuji.
We can have introduction before Prabhuji comes.
Okay. I would like to hand over the call to respected Aditi Mataji to give a brief introduction about Prabhuji. Now I'll hand over the call to Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. Hare Krishna Pavaneshwar Prabhuji. Please accept. But before we move on, I'll be very pleased to introduce you. So this is the introduction for His Grace Pavaneshwar Prabhuji. His Grace Pavaneshwar Prabhuji is a senior brahmachari devotee from Mumbai Yatra. He is part of the Vedic cosmology team currently working on the Surya Siddhanta Pavaneshwar Prabhuji. There's many courses including Ishtopanishad, Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, Bhagavad Gita, and Srimad Bhagavatam at Bhakti Vedanta Academy for Culture and Education at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir. Pavaneshwar Prabhuji is a gold medalist in electrical engineer, honors from the Indian Institute of Science. His interest in cosmology studies led him to collaborate with fellow students at Bhakti Vedanta Vidyapeeth at Govardhan Eco Village, Mumbai, India, resulting in release of a book called Bhagavad Cosmology. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I like this Namameshwaram, though the Damodara Mandir, so every day I sing. If I can sing the Namameshwaram.
Is Prabhuji joined?
No,
Namamishwaram Sachidanantarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yeshoda Bhiyulu Kaladavamanam Paramrishta Matyanta Todrita Gopya Rudanta Murnitra Yugmam Rijanta Karam Bhoja Yugmena Satanka Nitra Muhu Swasakam Patri Rekanka Kanta Stita Graivam Damodaram Bhakti Bhatta Iti Drikswalila Bhit Ananda Kunde Swagosham Nimanjanta Makyapayanta Tadiye Shitadeshu Bhakterjitatva Puna Prematasta Satavriti Vande Varam Deva Mokshamna Mokshavadimva Nachanya Vrineham Vareshadapiha Idam Deva Purnata Gopala Bala Sadame manasya virastam kimanyai idam te mukham bhojam atyanta nilair vritam kundalai snigdha raktaisha gopya mugu shumbitam bimba rakta dharambe manasya virastam alam lakshalaber namo deva damodar ananta vishno Prasiddha Prabho Dukkha Jalabdhi Magnam Kripa Drishti Vrishtyati Dinam Batanu Griha Nishama Magnya Medakshi Drishyat Kuveratma Jaubaddha Murtavaya Dvat Svayam Uchitav Bhakti Bhajav Kritav Che Tatha Prema Bhakti Svakamme Prayaccha Namokshi Graho Meshti Damodariha Namaste stu dhamne Spura dipti dhamne Twadiya dharaya Tha vishwasya dhamne Namo radhikayai Twadiya priyayai Namo nanta lilaya Devaya tubhyam నమో రాధికాయై త్వదీయా ప్రియాయై నమో నంత లీలాయ దివాయ తుభ్యం హరి కృష్ణ 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 హరి హరి హరే రామ రమ రమ హరి హరి హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరి హరి హరే రామ రమ రమ హరి హరి హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరి హరి జయ దామోదర జయ మకంచురా జయ దామోదర జయ మకంచురా జయ రామోదర జయ మకన చోరా జయ దామోదర జయ మకన చోరా జయ రాధా దామోదర రాధా దామోదర రాధి యశోదా దామోదర యశోదా దామోదర రాధి దామోదర్ లీలా జయ కార్తీక్ మైనా దామోదర్ లీలా కి జయ సారీ ప్రభు ఐ ఫినిష్ థ్యాంక్ యూ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి జయ హో
థ్యాంక్ యూ ప్రభుజీ ఫర్ ద ఎస్టాటిక్ కీర్తన
కంప్లీట్లీ అబ్జర్వింగ్ థ్యాంక్ యూ ఐ నీడ్ ఆల్ యువర్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్
సుఖకర్ కృష్ణ ప్రభు యు మేడ్ ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ డే సుఖకర్ ప్రభు కి జయ రాధా దామోదర్ కి జయ
భక్తి సంఘ డివోటీస్ కి జయ అదితి మాది ద క్యాప్టెన్ కో జయ బల్ల ఫస్ట్ జ్యోతి తక్ని మాది కి జయ సబ్కో జయ శ్యామ గోరి మాది కి జయ అండ్ అవర్ గ్రేట్ భాగవత స్పెషలిస్ట్ పావనేశ్వర్ ప్రభు కి జయ పావనేశ్వర్ ప్రభు కి జయ
జ్యోతి మాతాజీ యు ఆర్ మ్యూటెడ్
యా జ్యోతి మాతాజీ హరే కృష్ణ ప్రభుజీ మాతాజీ వి కాంట్ హరే కృష్ణ ప్రభుజీ దండవత్ ప్రణామాలు శిష్యుల ప్రభుపాద గురు మహారాజ్ వెల్కమ్ టు ది భక్తి సంఘ కాన్ఫరెన్స్ కాల్ ప్రభుజీ
హరే కృష్ణ థ్యాంక్ యూ
ప్లీజ్ టేక్ ఓవర్ ప్రభుజీ
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం జ్ఞానతిమిరాందస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షురుణ్మిలితం ఏన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం ఏన భూతలే స్వయం రూపగదామేయం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణరఘునాథాన్వితం తాం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణలలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ నమ ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరతిశే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానోస్తుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరూభ్యస్య కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ వెల్కమ్ టు ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ ఫర్ టుడేస్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్
So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5, text number 24. Yes. You are able to see the slides?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yeah, please read after me. Sabuya pancha janyayam.
Sabuya
pancha janyayam.
Sabuya pancha janyayam.
Sabuya pancha janyayam.
Ajena parisanvita.
Ajena
parisanvita. Ajena parisanvita.
Ajena parisanvita.
Putran ajanayat dakshaha. Putran ajanayat dakshaha.
Putran ajanayat dakshaha.
Tavalashvan sahasrinaha.
Tavalashvan sahasrinaha.
Tavalashvan sahasrinaha.
Tavalashvan sahasrinaha.
Sabuyaha pancha janyayam.
Sabuyaha pancha janyayam.
Ajena parisanvitaha.
Ajena
parisanvitaha. Putran ajanayat dakshaha.
Putran ajanayat dakshaha.
Avalashvan sahasrinaha.
Avalashvan sahasrinaha.
Krishna, devotees can decide.
Sabuja pancha jana jam.
Sabuya pancha janya
ya ya.
Ajana parisambitaha.
Ajana parisambitaha.
Putrana jana jadaksha.
Putrana jana jadaksha.
Tavalashvam sahasrinaha.
Sabuyaha prana janyaya.
Sabuyaha prana janyaya.
Ajena parisanvitaha.
Ajena parisanvitaha.
Tran ajena dakshaha.
Putran ajena dakshaha.
Tavalashvan sahasrinaha.
Tavalashvan
sahasrinaha.
Sabuja
Okay, thank you very much. We will continue with word to word meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. Saha. Prajapati Daksha. Bhuya. Okay, I will do. You just follow after me. Saha Prajapati Daksha. Bhuya. Again. Panchajanyayam. In the womb of his wife. Asikni or Panchajani. Ajena. By Lord Brahma. Pari. Santvita. Being pacified. Pari. Santvitaha. Being pacified. Putran, sons. Ajanayat, begot. Dakshaha, Prajapati Daksha. Savalashvan, named the Savalashvas. Sahasrinaha, numbering 1000. Translation. When Prajapati Daksha was lamenting for his lost children, Lord Brahma pacified him with instructions. and thereafter Daksha begot 1000 more children in the womb of his wife Panchajani. This time his sons were known as the Savalashvas. Purport. Prajapati Daksha was so named because he was very expert in begetting children. The word Daksha means expert. From first he begot 10,000 children in the womb of his wife. And when the children were lost, when they returned home back to Godhead, he begot another set of children known as the Savalashvas. Prajapati Daksha is very expert in begetting children. And Narada Muni is very expert in delivering all the conditioned souls back home back to Godhead. Therefore, the materialistic experts do not agree with the spiritual expert Narada Muni. But this does not mean that Narada Muni will give up his engagement of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna. Welcome to all the devotees for today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. So we are reciting from Canto 6, Chapter 5, text number 24, wherein being requested by Lord Brahma, Ajena Parisantvita, pacified and requested by Lord Brahma, Daksha again begot 1000 children and they are named as Savalashvas. So that is the verse being spoken here. Last time when we met, we heard about the previous life history of Daksha. Then we also heard about in order to fulfill the desire of Lord Brahma, that in order to recreate the three planet systems which were destroyed during that small sudden pralaya, the Bhuloka, Bhurloka, Swargaloka completely destroyed and everyone died. Everything is wiped out. Now everything has to be repopulated. So Daksha, who was performing severe austerities from the middle of the first Manvantara till the middle of the sixth Manvantara, was now requested by Lord Brahma that, my dear son, please create different variety of population on my behalf on the surface of the Bhumandala, that is Bhuloka, and also in the Bhuvarloka and Swargaloka, creation of all the different varieties of Devatas, Sages, Gandharvas, Apsaras, Kinnaras, Kimpurushas, Eksha, Rakshasa, Siddhacharana, Vidyadharas, Asuras, different types of living entities like aquatics, reptiles, birds and animals and beasts, etc. for the service given to Daksha. So he was trying to do something through his mystic potency, but things were happening very slowly. He went to Vindhya Mountains, chanted Amsaguya prayers, please Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu blessed Daksha with a girl to marry with, because who also has similar disposition of creating more and more progeny. And they got married. They begot 60,000 children. So here two things. As Prabhupada mentioned that Daksha got the name Daksha because he was expert in begetting children. So somebody asked this question. How is it that Daksha begot 60,000 sons and 10,000 sons at one go? Sorry, 10,000 sons and 1,000 sons at one go. Is it really possible? Is there any historical record like begetting so many sons at one go, etc. So there are two things. One is from Daksha point of view only. See Daksha, who Daksha is. In his previous life, he was the direct son of Lord Brahma. And he was the topmost among all, leader of all the Prajapatis. And he is per complete mystic. And then, later on when he was born as the son of the 10 Prachetas, he does not want to continue the Kshatriya. He performed severe austerities starting from the middle of the first Manvantara to the middle of the sixth Manvantara. In total, he completed 5 full Manvantara time periods of tapasya. Please think about, if a person performs tapasya to that extent, can't he do this small thing? So you will have all the mystic potency naturally endowed with, and you can do all these things very easily. It will not be a difficult task for Daksha at all. So, but still, he married his wife. Here, the name is mentioned as
Asigna. Asigna.
Asigna or Panchajani. She is also called as Panchajani and Asigna also. So, through her, he begot 10,000 sons at one go. The very recent example is that of Gandhari Dhritarashtra, begetting 100 children. Of course, they were not directly born through the womb. The lump of flesh was delivered by Gandhari because she could not tolerate that Pandu's wife Kunti gave birth to Yudhishthira before she could give birth to a child. Unable to tolerate, she hit on the abdomen, on the embryo, on the womb. The embryo came out as a flesh, a lump of flesh. But by the request of Vidura, immediately Vasudeva comes there and divide that flesh into 101 divisions, and they were kept in 101 mud pots filled with ghee and honey, etc., etc. And eventually, in due course of time, after a year, the embryo further developed in 101 divisions, and it gave birth to 101 children. This happened at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, very recently. And Daksha's episode, we don't know in which yuga it is happening. It must be much earlier. So since the people are all performing tapasya, that Savaleshwas went to Narayana Saras to perform tapasya. Later on, Arivashas went to perform tapasya at Narayana Saras. And later on, coming verses, we see Savaleshwas also will go to the same place. So it shows that the popular activity they were performing is tapasya. That indicates that the time period is about Satyayuga. So, since it is Satyayuga, so the techniques must have been very matured in comparison to that of what Srila Vasudeva employed at the end of Dwapara Yuga. So, in that way, these 10,000 children must have been womb-born children only. No need to employ using that matka, etc., etc. May be required, may not be required, that pot thing, etc. So, but in whatever case, Daksha is not an ordinary person. Similarly, his wife is also not an ordinary person because she was personally suggested by Lord Vishnu himself. So, she might not be an ordinary girl. So, eventually, the children were born and Daksha, just like he also performed severe tapasya, to do some seva, to regain his previous position as Prajapati. He also requested his sons, after completing their education, to go to west on the bank of the ocean and perform tapasya, so that eventually they get married and beget children, in order to fulfill the desire of Lord Brahma. Daksha is doing everything following the instructions of Lord Brahma only. So he wanted his sons to should help him. He begot 10,000 sons. If his 10,000 sons eventually marry and one son also beget 10,000 sons each, the universe will be populated in a fast pace. That was his desire. So there is nothing, this is a harmless desire he wants, because that was the instruction of Brahma. The universe is supposed to be populated. Everything has become vacant. So he is doing that. But while these sons, who were actually Paramahamsa Vrata, they came to the forest to perform the Vrata of the Paramahamsas. So understanding that these people are already qualified to go back home back to Godhead, Narada Muni came and spoke in a enigmatic way, giving some indication about what should be the real aspiration of life. So they understood. They themselves reply in the later on coming verses. So they talk about Kimasat Karma Bir Bhavet. So from normal understanding, after Brahmachari order, getting into household order means household order is analogous to Karma Yoga. Whatever scriptural injunctions that we hear in our Vedic literatures. It may be Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads, Itihasas. Karma means the household activities. Whatever household activities involving taking care of the family members, begetting children, taking care of the children, and performing various samskaras and other things, taking care of their education, well-being, getting them married, etc., etc. All these household activities from the time of marriage till the time of renunciation from the household activities, whatever one does, all the activities are generally called as karma. But there are two different ways of performing those karma activities. Someone might do with complete attachment. That kind of karma is called sakama karma. And some people might do all the household activities as a service to Supreme Lord with detachment. That is called nishkama karma yoga. So both ways one can perform. But in general, according to scriptures, all the household activity that one performs, they are called as karma. So that's why these 10,000 Harieshwar said that kimasat karma bir bhavet. So what is the ultimate goal of performing this karma yoga activity, karma activities? Even Lord Brahma also had the same situation. When he begot the four Kumaras, he requested the four Kumaras to get married and beget progeny. And they said, no, Baba, we don't want to get into household order, because household order means it involves in so many karma activities. Even though we may try to perform nishkama karma, try to perform household activities, nishkama karma yoga mentality, but karma in itself as a allurement potency of dragging one to sakama karma level, that will lead to bondage in this material world. We don't want to get into household order. In fact, we don't want to grow enough so that you will push us get married. We'll remain as young children so that you will never push us to get married. That's why the four Kumara decided to remain as the 5-year-old children. They never grew to teenage boys so that their father will push them to get married and bigger children, etc. Same way here, the 10,000 Aryashwas understood that kim asat karma bir bhavet, what is the use of performing asat karma when there is the process of going back home back to Godhead? That is paramahamsa dharma. When there is paramahamsa dharma is waiting for us. So they have understood that the shastra talks about service to Supreme Lord is the most important thing. So that service can be hampered if you go here and there. Why to disturb? Why to prolong our journey back home back to Godhead? Thinking like that, they went back to Godhead. They decided to follow the path enigmatically indicated by Narada Muni. So they did not return home. They went deeper into the forest in order to please the Supreme Lord for the purpose of going back to Godhead. And eventually they went back to Godhead. The news came to Daksha Prajapati. When the news came to Daksha Prajapati, Daksha felt very sorry to hear that the news. In the 21st verse, it said that iti vyavastha rajan aryeshwa eka chetasa, with one pointed attention vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana prayustam parikramya pantanam a nivartanam. They have accepted that path, that panta, following which one does not return again. A nivartanam, one does not come back. Yad gatva nivartante taddama paramam mama. Having gone to my abode, one does not return. So that Lord Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita many places. And that path they followed and they went back to the abode of the Supreme Lord. That was mentioned in the 21st verse. And then in the 22nd, sarva brahmani nirbata Rishi kena padambuje hakandam chittam aveshya lokan anacharam muni. I am specifically reciting this verse because Prabhupada talks about this verse in the purport. That's why I am reading this. Here it says that సర్వ బ్రహ్మని నిర్మాత హృషికేశ పదాంబుజే. హ్యావింగ్ అబ్జార్బ్డ్ ఆన్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడెడ్ హృషికేశ పదాంబుజే, అఖండం చిత్తం విత్ అన్డీవియేటెడ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. లోకాన్ అనుచరణ్ ముని సర్వ బ్రహ్మణ నిర్బాత. బై ప్లేయింగ్ అన్ హిస్ వీణా అండ్ ద మ్యూజికల్ నోట్స్ దట్ నారదముని హూ రివీల్స్ ద గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ టు వన్ అండ్ ఆల్ వేర్ ఎవర్ హీ ట్రావెల్స్, సింగింగ్ ద గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ బీయింగ్ అకంపెనీడ్ బై ద ప్లేయింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వీణా. నారదముని వాజ్ ట్రావెలింగ్ హియర్ అండ్ దేర్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord, because his chitta, his consciousness is undeviatedly focused on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. This is also mentioned in the first canto. First canto, I think end of chapter 6, Narada Muni was like... After giving up the previous body, having gotten the new body, he was continuously traveling from place to place and then chanting the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that was mentioned in that section. I don't remember exactly verse number. I remember the verse. Gam avishyasha bhutani dharayami ahamojasa. Sorry. Gam pariyatam tushtamana. Yeah, idi. 1626. Namani anantasya hatatrapa padan. Guyani badrani kritani chasmaran. Gam pariyatam tushtamana gataspruha. కాలం ప్రతిక్షన్ విమదో విమస్తరః. హ్యావింగ్ అప్టైన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ బాడీ, ద ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ బాడీ, నారదముని కంటిన్యూ టు ట్రావెల్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ ప్లేస్ టు అదర్ ప్లేస్, వన్ ప్లేస్ టు అదర్ ప్లేస్, డూయింగ్ వాట్? నామాని అనంతస్య పఠన్, కంటిన్యూస్లీ చాంటింగ్ ద హోలీ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ అనంత. And one important thing is that Hrutatrupa, he was not at all ashamed to chant loudly while he was wandering from one place to other place. Sometimes we feel ashamed to chant Hare Krishna mantra in the midst of some people somewhere. We may, what they will think like that. Especially, may not be know, but in our initial days of Krishna consciousness, when we were told by devotees to chant on beads, we try not to chant on our beads in front of our relatives, what they will think like that. Especially for us like students, we used to chant on beads, closing the doors, close the doors inside the room. We used to chant in front of the other students. So thinking that, okay, what they will think and what they will comment about it, etc. There is some kind of initial days, especially some kind of inhibition to chant in front of others. But Naradamuni does not have any such inhibition. It says that Guyani Badrani Kritani Chasmaran, remembering the wonderful activities of the Supreme Lord, Naradamuni Gam Paratan travel all over the universe. Here Gam Paratan means travel all over the surface of the earth. Tushtamana, with completely satisfied mind, Gatas Pruha, forgetting about where he is, whether he is eating or not. He is simply absorbed in his singing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kalam pratikshan vimado vimastara. Actually, this happened before he could attain that spiritual body. Kalam pratikshan means he was waiting for that right time, because Lord appeared and told him that I gave you my darshan in order to inspire you, in order to increase your anticipation to come to me as early as possible. And then you please continue. Lord told and disappeared. Then Narada Muni, with that assurance, he continued to chant the glories of the Supreme Lord wherever he went. and he was simply waiting for that right time to attain the transcendental body. He was already Jivan Mukta, Vimado Vimasara. He does not have any pride, thinking that I had the darshan of the Supreme Lord, I have been assured by the Supreme Lord, I will attain transcendental body. There is no such pride in him, and there is no Vimastara, there is no envy. No one else can be like me. I'm the only person who attend the special merits, nothing like that. He was on his own and he was simply absorbed in Lord's glories, and he was chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord. Simply kalam pratikshan, waiting for the right time to attain the spiritual body, and wherever he traveled, without any inhibition, he continued to travel the glories of the Supreme Lord. So that is what in the Parapat Srila Prabhupada also mentions. Even though others may think anything, so the materialistic experts do not agree with the spiritual expert Narada Muni. But this does not mean that Narada Muni will give up his engagement of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So that has come in the verse number 22. What did Narada Muni do? Narada Muni was very happy that these people have been delivered and they gone back to body. At one go, about 20,000, not 10,000 Harishwas. It's a great achievement. So in that way. But when the news came to Daksha, Daksha was not at all happy hearing that. So he was thinking that Nasham Nishamya Putranam Narada Shila Shalinam Anvatapyata Ka Sochan Suprajastutvam Suchampadam. So when Daksha, he heard about that his obedient sons, the Haryashvas, 10,000 sons, were prematurely delivered by Daksha. So Daksha was thinking that the normal order is go to Gurukul, study nicely, come home, get married, beget children, take care of them, give them good conduct, good culture, and get them married, and they will continue, and then go to forest, perform vanaprastha rites, and then take sannyas, and then go back to spiritual world. It is a long procedure, according to Daksha, normal people think, generally. Normal Vedic traditional people think like this. Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa, they should go in sequence, proper order, and then eventually one should attain to the spiritual world. But Narada Muni, seeing the qualification of these 10,000 children of Daksha, instructed in such a way that they will attain spiritual world quickly instead of waiting to go through all these elaborate process. So Shila Salinam is 10,000 sons who are highly obedient sons, because father told them to go to forest and perform austerities. They went to do the needful. For what purpose? To get married and beget children. The same thing we see from the beginning of Bhagavatam. Even when Lord Brahma had one child, Kardama Muni was also told by Brahma that, my dear son, please get married and beget children. So Kardama Muni went to forest and performed 10,000 years tapasya. And Lord Vishnu appeared. Then he said that, my dear Lord, my father gave me an instruction to get married and beget children. And I also want to serve you. Please do the needful to do the both the things. Then Lord himself arranged for the marriage of Kardama Muni, saying that in 2 days, Manu, Swayambhu Manu will come with his wife and daughter, and they will give their daughter in marriage. Please accept her. So she will help you in all regards in order to beget children, which will fulfill the order of your father. And I myself will appear as your son in order to fulfill your desire to attain spiritual world. Both will happen. So the same thing is there in the Bhagavatam. Whenever they want to have children, they go through a fixed determined program, performing severe austerities according to Yuga. And nowadays we can hear about the recommendation that when the newly married couple were recommended to follow the Garbhadana Samskar, in order to invite a devoted son, Narada's Shila Shalinam, the children endowed with all the good qualities. Even this was the instruction given by Lord Brahma to నాణం లార్డ్ విష్ణు బై లార్డ్ విష్ణుడు లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ లార్డ్ విష్ణు టోల్ దట్ మై డియర్ బ్రహ్మ క్రియేట్ ప్రాజనీ హు ఆర్ ఒబీడియంట్ టు మీ ద ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ విచ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు గేవ్ టు లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ ఇన్ ద థర్డ్ క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 9 వేర్ ఇన్ ద చాప్టర్ 8 లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ హ్యాడ్ దర్శన్ ఆఫ్ గర్భోదక్ష విష్ణు యాఫర్డ్ ప్రేయర్స్ దెన్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు గివ్స్ హిమ్ ఎంపవర్మెంట్ అండ్ ఆల్సో అష్యూరెన్స్ దట్ హి విల్ నాట్ బి బివిల్డెడ్ బై మాయా హి విల్ నాట్ బి సబ్జెక్టెడ్ టు ప్రైడ్ ఎట్సెట్రా ఎట్సెట్రా దెన్ అట్ ద ఎండ్ హి ఇన్స్ట్రక్ట్స్ బ్రహ్మ దట్ క్రియేట్ ప్రాజని హు ఆర్ ఒబీడియంట్ టు మీ ద పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ బిగెటింగ్ ప్రాజని ఈస్ టు ఇన్వైట్ సచ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్ ఎనిటీస్ హు ఆర్ ఒబీడియంట్ టు సుప్రీం లార్డ్ దట్ వాస్ ద ఒరిజినల్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ గివెన్ బై లార్డ్ గర్భోదక్ష విష్ణు టు బ్రహ్మ అట్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద కరెంట్ డే ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ సో వన్ షుడ్ బి దట్ షుడ్ బి ద మోటివ్ ఆఫ్ బిగెటింగ్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఐ డోంట్ రిమెంబర్ ద వర్స్ నెంబర్ బట్ విల్ ట్రై టు ఫైండ్ అవుట్ వాట్ వేర్ ఇస్ దట్ వర్స్ ఐ విల్ షో యూ దట్ వర్స్ సో దట్ సర్వవేదమయే నేదం ఆత్మానాత్మ యోనిన ప్రజాసృజ్ యథాపూర్వం యచ్చ మై అనుసేరతే యా దిస్ ఇస్ ద వర్స్ సి మై అనుసేరతే వి కెన్ చేంజ్ దట్ అనుసేరతే యాజ్ అనుసేవతే దోస్ హు విల్ కంటిన్యూ టు సర్వ్ మీ లైక్ ద వే యు ఆర్ సర్వింగ్ ప్లీజ్ క్రియేట్ సచ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్ ఎనిటీస్ జస్ట్ ద వే యు ఆర్ క్రియేటెడ్ ఇన్ ప్రీవియస్ డే యథాపూర్వం జస్ట్ లైక్ యు ఆర్ క్రియేటెడ్ మెనీ సచ్ వండర్ఫుల్ డివోటీ లివింగ్ ఎనిటీస్ ఇన్ యువర్ ప్రీవియస్ డే సిమిలర్లీ టుడే ఆల్సో యు క్రియేట్ లివింగ్ ఎనిటీస్ హూ విల్ సర్వ్ మీ దట్ ఇస్ ద పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ దట్ వాస్ ద ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ బై గర్భోదక్ష విష్ణు అంటూ బ్రహ్మ అండ్ సేమ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ గివ్స్ టు ఈచ్ చిల్డ్రన్ టు ఆల్ ద ప్రజాపతిస్ క్రియేట్ ప్రాజనీ హూ విల్ బి ఒబీడియంట్ టు సుప్రీం లార్డ్ హూ విల్ సర్వ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ హూ విల్ ఆల్సో ఎండోడ్ విత్ ఆల్ ద క్వాలిటీస్ లైక్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ దట్ విల్ బి ఎ గ్రేట్ సర్వీస్ టు సుప్రీం లార్డ్ దట్ ఈస్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇన్ ద థర్డ్ క్యాంటో ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ థర్డ్ క్యాంటో 13 చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్టర్ స్వయంభువ మను అండ్ సతరూప వర్ బాన్ బై వర్ క్రియేటెడ్ బై లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ వెన్ దే కేమ్ టు బ్రహ్మ రిక్వెస్టింగ్ దట్ మై డియర్ సార్ మై డియర్ ఫాదర్ ప్లీజ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్టర్స్ దట్ వీ వాంట్ టు సర్వ్ యూ హౌ వీ కెన్ సర్వ్ యూ హీ గివ్స్ 3-4 ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ అండ్ వన్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ ఇస్ దట్ ప్లీజ్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ ద భూమండల ప్లీజ్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ ద హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ ఆన్ ద భూమండల అండ్ దెన్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ ద పీపుల్ బై పర్ఫార్మింగ్ యజ్ఞ బై దట్ లార్డ్స్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ విల్ బి ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ లైక్ దట్ యు సీ ఓ వర్షిపుల్ వన్ ప్లీజ్ గివ్ అస్ యువర్ డైరెక్షన్ ఫర్ ద ఎగ్జిక్యూషన్ ఆఫ్ డ్యూటీ విత్ ఇన్ అవర్ వర్కింగ్ కెపాసిటీ సో దట్ వీ కెన్ ఫాలో ఇట్ ఫర్ ఫేమ్ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్ అండ్ ప్రోగ్రెస్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ తద్ విదేహి నమస్తుభ్యం కర్మషు ఇడ్యాత్మ శక్తిషు ఆత్మశక్తి ఆత్మచాద్ అవర్ కెపాసిటీ అలోస్ టు దట్ ఎక్స్టెంట్ వీ వాంట్ టు సర్వ్ యూ బై పర్ఫార్మింగ్ ద యాక్టివిటీస్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఎత్ కృత్వేహ యశో విశ్వగ్ అముత్రాచ భవేద్ గతి ఇస్ ఇస్ దట్ బై అవర్ పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ వి లెట్ అస్ గెట్ ఫేమ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ ఆల్సో లెట్ అస్ గో బ్యాక్ హోమ్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడెడ్ ఎట్ ద ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ లైఫ్ స్పాన్ సో విత్ దట్ ఇంటెన్షన్ వీ వాంట్ టు సర్వ్ యూ ప్లీజ్ టెల్ అస్ హౌ వీ కెన్ సర్వ్ యూ సో దట్ వీ కెన్ అటెన్ దీస్ టూ థింగ్స్ ఫేమ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ ఎంట్రీ ఇన్ టు స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్ సో దట్ ఇస్ ద క్వశ్చన్ దట్ ఇస్ ద రిక్వెస్ట్ ఫర్ విచ్ బ్రహ్మ సేస్ దట్ ప్రీతస్తుభ్యమహం తాత స్వస్తిస్తాద్ వాం క్షితీశ్వర ఎన్ నిర్వలీకేన హృదా స్తాది మా ఇతి ఆత్మనార్పితాం ఐఎమ్ వెరీ మచ్ ప్లీజ్డ్ విత్ యూ మై డియర్ సన్ అండ్ ఐ వాంట్ ఆల్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ అపాన్ యూ అండ్ యువర్ వైఫ్ అండ్ బికాస్ without any reservation both you and your wife completely surrendered unto me to follow my instructions so I am very much pleased with that complete 100% dedicatedness etavati atmajair veera karyahi apachitir gurau శక్త్యా ప్రమత్తేర్ గృహేత సాదరం గతమస్తరై. దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ ఎ సన్ షుడ్ సర్వ్ ద ఫాదర్. దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ ఎ స్టూడెంట్ షుడ్ సర్వ్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్. ఎ డిసైపుల్ షుడ్ సర్వ్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్. ఎ స్టూడెంట్ షుడ్ సర్వ్ ద టీచర్. ఎ డివోటీ షుడ్ సర్వ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్. సో ఈ గివ్స్ ఎ స్టాండర్డ్ లైక్ యూ వన్ షుడ్ సర్వ్ దేర్ మాస్టర్. ఫాదర్ టు సన్, స్టూడెంట్ టు టీచర్, డిసైపుల్ టు గురు, డివోటీ టు సుప్రీం లార్డ్. హౌ? సాదరం, గివింగ్ ఫుల్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు ద ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ ఆర్ ద ఫాదర్ ఆర్ ద టీచర్ ఆర్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్. అండ్ గతం అస్సరై, వితౌట్ ఎన్వింగ్ ద మాస్టర్. Why master is putting always so much trouble upon me? Why is instructing me? Why is telling me do this, do that? Not that, that mastara. Shaktya, as much one's abilities allow. And apramatta, with complete vigilance. Not namesake. Okay, he told me to do something, let me do. Not like that. Apramatta, completely vigilant. So like that, one should execute the order of the spiritual master, or order of the supreme lord, order of the father, order of the teacher. Satvam asyam apyani sadrishani atmano gunai upadya shasha dharmena gam ignai purusham yaja. Here he gives instruction that sa tvam asyam apatyani. Please, apatya means children. Please beget children who are like you. Tvam asyam, who are exactly like you. Because Lord Brahma was completely pleased with the surrender of Swayambhuva Manu. He is telling Swayambhuva Manu that please beget children who are like you, who will also completely surrender. Sadrishani atmano gunai, who are endowed with same qualities as you possess. Because this was the order by Lord Vishnu unto me. I have begot you, consisting of all these wonderful qualities. May you also do the same thing. Having the same transcendental qualities in your children. Upadaya shasha dharmena, and take care of the population on the surface of the earth. Becoming the king of all these people, take care of them. And also, upadaya shasha dharmena gam, everyone who are residing on the surface of the earth, according to dharma, take care of them, rule over them and take care of them. And yagnai purusham yaja, worship the supreme lord by performing yajnas. That is the principal duty of a king. A king supposed to perform yajna occasionally for the spiritual, for the material and spiritual well-being of all the citizens. Yajna accomplishes all these things. Yajna is required. So in that way. So these were the different instructions by Lord Brahma unto Swayambhuva Manu. So whenever Brahma gives an instruction, Lord Vishnu gives or Brahma gives an instruction to his children, the instruction is to beget children who will have similar qualities of them, and the quality to surrender to Supreme Lord and serve the Lord. Same thing Daksha is doing here. Daksha was also instructed by Lord Brahma that beget children who will also have same qualities and surrender to Supreme Lord. So Daksha was completely absorbed in begetting children because he was a Prajapati from the very beginning. So he wants his sons also to do the same thing. But now he begot good sons having the same quality that he was obedient to his father and his sons are obedient to him. Shila Shalinam. Anvatapyata ka sochan suprajastvam suchampadam. But Narada Muni came in between. And diverted their mind and send them to some other place. So Daksha was feeling that how can they attain spiritual world immaturely? They should go through. They have come to this material world. They have to see the material world. They go through all this sequence of events. Then they will be ready to go back to Godhead. How can they go prematurely? What will happen? Will they remain there? Will they come back? Some kind of doubt might have been there in the heart of Daksha. And he was thinking that begetting good and obedient children may be the cause of distress. Because they are obedient, they heard me and they also heard Narada Muni. The problem of obedience is that they hear to everyone. So they have gone. So he lamented that having the sons by the cause of sorrow, thinking that the persons destined for sorrow and lamentation have good sons. So Daksha was thinking that those people who are destined to sorrow and lamentation will have good sons, because the good sons will prematurely leave home. I mean, this could be one of the thought process of all the parents whose sons have become brahmacharis. I mean, we could see that. Now, in one sense, I mean, I'm not pointing any fault with anybody else or anything, but this is a general observation. I mean, the way whatever little I observed, I'm not saying that other way it is not happening like that. But generally, when a child becomes brahmachari, they actually take care of the parents very nicely in comparison to those sons who are married. The parents later on, they understand that these brahmachari sons are very obedient and they're taking care of me very nicely, something like that. So, or otherwise, they think that the children from childhood, they are very obedient. Eventually, when they turn to brahmachari ashram, the parents feel very sorrow, thinking that having obedient children is a painful process, because they listen to anyone and everyone and they move away from our family, sometimes like that. So Daksha was also feeling the same thing. Having good sons, the cause of sorrow and lamentation. So like that he was lamenting. So then Brahma came down, because it was Brahma's order that Daksha begot children, and Brahma understood Daksha was lamenting too much. Then Parisantvata, Brahma actually, Ajena Parisantvata, Brahma came and consoled Daksha at the loss of his 10,000 sons. Of course, from one point of view, it should be the happy occasion for jubilation, but Daksha was trying to follow his father's order to populate the three plant systems. The three plant systems are vacant now, for so many years already passed. It is not getting populated. He has to complete his service first, and no one is cooperating. He is begetting 10,000 children and he wanted them to get married and beget more children. Nardamuni comes in between and disturbs him. So Brahma came and pacified Daksha, saying that, my dear Daksha, don't worry. So the gun is gone. So nothing to do. You please beget one more time. This time, Daksha begot 1,000 sons who are also obedient to their father, Daksha. Shavalashwan Sahasrinaha. So later on, Brahma instructs them also to go to Gurukul, study and go to the same saras, same lake, to perform austerities before getting married. Because Daksha also performed austerities. Daksha himself performed severe austerities in Vindhya Mountains. Lord Vishnu personally got a girl for his marriage. So Daksha believed it perfectly. And that was the culture, being among all the great Prajapatis, all the sons of Lord Brahma. They were all doing the same thing. They were not simply on the way and getting married and begetting children, not like that. It is a big process. So Daksha will send his children also go to forest and do the austerities similar, same way. But Naradamuni again comes to them and tells them the small brothers should follow their elder brothers. The younger brothers should follow the path of the elder brothers. That's why the younger brothers in Sanskrit are called as Anuja. Anuja means those who follow in the footsteps of their elder brothers. So Narada Muni does not speak so much to the Savalashvas. He simply says that, so your elder brothers also came here and they did something and they went back to Godhead. The intelligent younger brothers follow in the footsteps of their elder brothers. Those who don't follow, they are like foolish, indirectly indicating. So then Savalashvas also will go in the same way. Then Daksha laments. This second time, Daksha's lamentation has no bounds. That time, Narada Muni comes to pacify him. Daksha curses Narada Muni that he will not stay at one place, who does not tolerate the activities of the householders. They want to do something. They want to serve the Lord and you are not allowing them to serve the Lord, etc. Then Narada Muni leaves that place. Then Brahma comes and Brahma pacifies Daksha, just like he is pacifying here now, Daksha. He again pacifies Daksha. That time, Daksha, Brahma says that, So, my dear Daksha, it seems that if you beget sons, Narada Muni is coming and diverting some other place. You beget daughters. Narada Muni is Ajahn Brahmachari. He will not disturb the daughters. So, you beget daughters and this time Narada Muni does not disturb you. So, third time, Daksha begets 60 daughters. And those 60 daughters will fulfill the desire of Daksha. That Daksha married them to different personalities. 10 daughters were given in marriage to Dharma. 17 daughters were given in marriage to Kashyapa Muni. 27 daughters were given in marriage to Soma. Because of some reason, Soma did not beget any children. But other two personalities, Dharma and Kashyapa, begot all the variety of living entities, such as the great sages, the devatas, the asuras, daityas, danavas, kinnaras, kimpurushas, gandharvas, apsaras, bhuta, preta, pishashas, snakes, birds, reptiles, mammals, human beings, all the variety of living entities that are spread all over the universe, especially the bhuloka, bhuvarloka, svargaloka, atala, vitala, sutala, talatala, mahatala, rasatala, patala, all these of 10 planetary systems out of 14 planetary systems, because the 10 planetary systems are destroyed during the pralaya, and all these 10 planetary systems are populated by the grandchildren of Daksha. Daksha's 10 plus 17, 27 daughters, 10 were married to Dharma, 17 were married to our Kashyapa. These 27 daughters have played a crucial role in expanding and begetting so many populations who spread all over the universe, the lower seven planetary systems, Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Swargaloka. And then, again, the universe came back to its natural position. Thus, Daksha will fulfill the instruction of Lord Brahma and as well as that of Lord Vishnu. So, but while doing, in between there are some interruptions by Narada Muni. So this is the sequence of events that were happening in the current chapter as they are being presented. So these are some of my thoughts on this today's particular verse. Seeing some connections to different places that were mentioned in the Bhagavatam at other places. So if we have some devotees have something to say or some questions or some doubts or some things, we can take for a few minutes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, such a wonderful class, Prabhuji. So as you said in the beginning that you gave some recap of the sixth chapter of the Daksha. How he was in the previous life and how he is in this life. Same way, this time you gave very good recap of how
yes, please go ahead.
Brahma got his instructions from the Lord, and in turn Brahma gave instructions to his sons. So it was very nice, Prabhuji. So devotees have their questions. So I shall, Ekaradhika Leela Mataji, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class. I was wondering, because you said that the daughters with Dharma and Kashyapa, they begat all the population, all the living entities, including the bugs. So how was that the human beget the living entities, like other than human beings?
Yeah, in the later part of the chapters, next sixth chapter only, you get to know all the information. So this question was there. How is it that the great sages begot different living entities? For example, one among the many wives, her name is Surabhi. Out of the 17 wives married to Kashyapa, one among them is Surabhi. So last week I was traveling, I was in Delhi. I was giving Bhagavatam class in the Delhi Punjabi Bagh temple. And the discussion was about just few days back, the Govardhan Lila got completed. And Indra felt ashamed. He went to Brahma. Brahma chastised him and Brahma requested him to go to Lord Krishna and beg forgiveness. But while going, take Surabhi along with you, the Surabhi cow. So Indra goes along with Surabhi cow to Lord Krishna to beg forgiveness. That Surabhi was one of the daughters of Daksha. So normally, she is the daughter of Daksha. She is a Brahmani. Like from our point of view, we can say because Kashyapa is a Brahmana, his wives are also Brahmanas in that way. She is a Brahmani. But in order to beget children, she gave birth to all the cows and bulls. Surabhi gave birth to cows and bulls. So in order to beget children, both Kashyapa and Surabhi have transformed into the cow and bull and the begot children. And there was one more wife known as Timi. She gave birth to all the aquatics headed by Timingala. From Timi only comes the Timingala name. That is the leader of all the fishes. And leader of all the cows is Surabhi. So in that way. And like that, there are many wives of Daksha. They gave birth to different variety of children. I don't remember all the names. The next chapter you will get to read. One wife name is Aditi. Her children were known as Adityas. One wife name Diti. Her children were Daityas. One wife name is Danu. Her children were Danavas. So like that. Different personalities were there. One wife name is Kadru. She gave birth to all the snakes. One wife is Vinata. She gave birth to Garuda and Aruna and other birds. So they would transform into that particular species and then beget children of that species and then continue. In generally, they are like sages, human-like species only. But when required, they transform. Like for example, when Indra came to beg forgiveness from Krishna, Surabhi appeared as mother cow. And first Indra begged forgiveness, later on Surabhi begged forgiveness and did Abhishek of Lord Krishna. And gave name of Govinda to Lord Krishna. So in that way.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Prabhuji, now in your conversation, you told that Surabhi, she asked for forgiveness to Lord Sri Krishna. So for what, Prabhuji, may I know about that?
No, on behalf of Indra, please forgive Indra. Okay. I like that.
Okay, like that.
She did not do any mistake because she was, she came just to accompany Indra, na?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So, fine. In that way.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Shukukar Krishna Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Actually, I had also the same question I want to ask. How can human being create animals? That was my question, but Mataji, I will ask another question now. Prabhuji, you are going to have a wonderful class. You went everything from the deep down, you came up to the current level. Now, I want to know the current population. We can see there is a transformation. Previously, all sages and all great, good living entities were born. But now, in the Kali Yuga, everything is animalistic only. We are only glorified animals. Ahar Nidra Bhayamaitanam Cha. We are all sleeping inside. They are sleeping outside. We are producing. They are producing. There is nothing called Dharma. Everybody want to enjoy, have a wife, children. And have a big car, house and die. And again become human being and again become animal by doing so many sins. So what is the way, because this golden age has started now, it is going up, but we can see so many adharmas also happening and deteriorating in a big way with all this corona coming and all. So what is the future now? I know ISKCON is doing the best, but we have to cover the whole world like Srila Prabhupada covered the whole world.
Prabhuji, we may endeavor so much, we may try to do so many things, but this is Kali Yuga. Not many people will not take to bhakti. Even Kali Yuga is advancing very fast. Previously, at least the advancement was slow. Now it is going on faster and faster. If you are from mathematical background, I'll tell you one small thing they will understand. Exponential function. There is something called linear function. There is something called exponential function. Linear function gradually goes like this. Exponential function, initially it slowly increases. Afterwards it increases very, very, very fast. The increase is very ramped. Kali Yuga also increasing like that exponential function. So we should do as much as we can do, distributing Bhagavad Gita's during the marathon and also throughout the year, inspiring people to come to take up Krishna consciousness. And also we should take care of our own devotees to practice bhakti throughout our life and increase our sincerity and seriousness. So we should do our best. Whatever we do, we should do. I mean, whatever we do, it is for our spiritual progress. So, by the way, others also will come to Krishna consciousness. So, for our protection, we should do, first of all.
So, within this 10,000 days, it is predicted that as many people will go back home to God. No? Because now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the body, went back home to God at 500 years back. So, 500 over, only 9,500 years are still left, where it's in a rampant way, it's going up. I know ISKCON also are producing so many good speakers like you, who are doing in a big way, trying to help the best. And I'm sure Krishna knows everything what's happening. And definitely in the 10,000 years, many will go back. Hardly anyone will be left out. Like Srila Prabhupada's, the whole world will be flooded with ISKCON devotees.
Yes, Prabhu, by your prayer, the whole world can go back to Godhead. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just by the devotees' desire, the common conditioned souls can go back to Godhead.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur had told that the judge will have the tilaka and the engineer will be having tilaka in the college. Everywhere will be. There's nobody without tilaka. There's nobody without chanting. So just praying is a preference. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Bhaskar Das. Thank you. Bhaskar Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Am I audible?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Please go ahead.
First of all, Dhanut Pranam Prabhu, and very, very thanks for this wonderful lecture. Just one small doubt that you also said that some daughters of Dakshaji were also married to Som. Som means Lord Chandra, no?
Yes. Soma means Chandra.
So Moon God. This event happened before he did what he did in 9th canto to his guru, his spiritual master, or before? And what is the punishment which he got? Because that is not mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam.
No. In the 6th canto only, it is mentioned that out of 27 daughters, he became favorably inclined to one, Rohini. If there are multiple wives, he should treat them equally. Krishna had 16,108 queens. He had same type of palace for each and every queen. He would spend time with each and every queen every night. He himself would expand and go with all the queens. Stay with all the queens in each and everyone's palace. No one was less, no one was more. Everyone was treated equally. But unlike that, Moon was spending more time with Rohini. The other daughters were not happy. They complained to their father. Their father cursed Moon God to attain Kshaya Roga. Ikshmaganda it is called in Sanskrit. Some Kshaya Roga. That means he was actually brightly shining previously. Continuously was brightly shining. Because of that curse, he would lose his brightness gradually. One day he will become completely pale and that's all. But then he immediately requested for forgiveness and he said, please do something. How can I regain? Then he said that if you take care of all my daughters equally, I'll give you remedy. He said, okay. Go and worship Lord Shiva. He went and worshipped Lord Shiva in Prabhas. That is mentioned in the 11th canto also. Lord Krishna inspires all the Dwarakavasis to come to Prabhas and perform Varta so that they can be freed from all the evil influence. So he performed austerities. Lord Shiva said that I cannot nullify it, but I can do adjustment. So 15 days you will follow, you will lose the brightness following the curse of your father-in-law. And in the remaining 15 days you will gain your brightness by my blessings. That's why we see today the moon is gradually depleting the brightness and another 15 days gradually increasing. So this is happening from that time onwards. All this happened during Chakshusha Manvantara.
Actually, Prabhuji, I was asking what is mentioned in the
ninth now canto. Your question, whatever. Since he had so many wives but no children, he wanted to have a child. That is natural for any householder. So at one point of time, the same desire was there with the wife of Brihaspati. She also wanted to have a child, but through her husband, there was no child. So she kind of attracted to Moon God, and Moon God took her along with him, and they had a child. He was known as Buddha, and Buddha eventually married what is her name, Sudyumna Ila, and they have a son called Aila Pururava. So it's like that.
Okay, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. That was really a very wonderful pastime. Jyoti Takni Mataji, please go ahead. Jyoti Mataji?
Okay. Problems, Mataji. We can't hear.
Okay. Taruni Mataji, please go ahead. Meanwhile, Jyoti Mataji, if you are ready, you can tell us. Taruni Mataji?
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your detailed classes as usual. Prabhuji, my question was, even though like Daksha was like doing his duty, which was entrusted to him by his father, right? When Narad Muni, if he was constantly liberating his sons, but from Daksha's perspective, right? He being upset that his sons are being taken away, is it appropriate, or is it still like his anger is wrongly placed on Narad Muni when he curses?
As I briefly mentioned during the class, Daksha was thinking that one should go to school during Gurukul, then get married, lead a household order, then enter Vanaprastha order, then take to sannyas, then go back to Godhead. So according to his understanding, one should follow this culture. So this is what we can see normally also. I mean, whatever one believes, one says that, okay, this is the way. There is no other way. All other ways are not appropriate. So that was his mindset. So when things are not going according to his mindset, they will feel bad. So that's how we have to understand this. So he thought that his sons were prematurely diverted to some other path. Well, they really attained perfection or not, he was concerned about that also in that way.
But even that, one of these angles of his thinking is like, I'm doing service to my father. And then that service is being interrupted by another person, another soul like Narad Muni, right? Mm. So is that when somebody is doing service and somebody is like interrupting and, you know, causing something else, right? The results are going to be different. So in that, from that perspective, Prabhuji, I'm asking.
No, see, from his point of view, his seva is interrupted. From Narada's point of view, why to stay in this material world for a long time? Better to go back to Godhead. He thought these people are qualified. Why they need to get into a place where there is a chance of entanglement? So better go back to Godhead as early as possible. From Narada's point of view, he's right. From Daksha's point of view, he's right. That's how when Lord Brahma did not chastise Narada Muni, he simply pacified Daksha.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes,
right. Okay, so Daksha wasn't like doing any offense against Narada when he placed the curse?
Later on, but Narada Muni did not take it as a curse. He took it as a blessing.
Correct.
Yeah. So he considered it as a will of the Supreme Lord. So in that way.
Got it, Prabhuji. Yeah.
Even Prabhupada writes in that context that since I have taken many of boys and girls into Krishna conscious movement, their parents might be cursing me. That's why I'm not staying at any place. At one place for a long time.
Correct, that's right.
So this is the common thing. This is always there.
Got it. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you for your clarification. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So I heard in 2 days before, I think in Bhakti Sangha itself, in one lecture, the Prabhuji who gave the class, he was saying that Narada Muni and Daksha were God brothers, but still he is doing his duty, and he is also, both of them, they are doing their duties. So that is all. Ramangi Radhika Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. Thank you for the
question.
Prabhuji, my question is, in today's context in Kali Yuga, why human population is increasing if Kali Yuga is progressing so fast? So people who are dying should be going to the lower species, and why is it on earth we see that human population is increasing day by day?
question answers. Apparently we see that there is so much human population and other species seems to be reducing, etc., etc. Because this world is a cyclic process. Sometimes some population will ramp, increase, and then later on come down, again increase, come down, again increase, come down. So that is always there. So I mean, generally our historians and academicians may not accept, but it seems that the population during Mahabharata was much more than today's population. In one Kurukshetra battle, 64 crore soldiers were killed. In one small battle over 18 days, 64 crores of population, half of the Indian population. I mean, in the battle only so much were participated, then what to speak of the people outside? So much more population could have been there and outside. So it's okay, time and again, see when some population seems to be increasing, some population seems to be reducing, etc., etc. These are always there. So we need to accept the will of the time. This is all the play of time. So in that way, we have to see it.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji. One more question is, we see this Harappan civilization, the Stone Age, and the children read in their history books. So we don't see any kind of such progressive improvement in the civilization that is given in our Bhagavatam or anywhere in the Puranas. We see that everybody is right from the beginning of the creation, they are so much advanced in their lifestyle. But we in Kali Yuga, we see there is a progression, like Homo sapiens are there, then Stone Age is there, and then civilizations are there. So how to make children understand that civilization was there even before? It's not like suddenly humans have come out in recently.
By teaching Ramayana and Mahabharata, telling that these are all events, the live events happened in the past 5,000 years back, many, many yugas back, so that they will get the idea. Because what we study in our school text is like before 3,000 years, everything was Stone Age. During 3,000 years only, slowly the Homo sapiens started understanding that eating two stones, we get spark, and one need to cook the hunted animal's flesh so that they can eat it, something like that, what we study. And later on, they learned cooking, later on, they learned language, all these things. So what we study in the school text is all based on recorded history. At least as per the recorded history, we only have the recorded history for the last 2,500 years. And before that, everything is kind of extrapolated and kind of based on some assumptions and something like that they are speaking about. But our scriptures clearly say that we hear from Bhagavatam and other scriptures that 5,000 years back, Dwapara Yuga was going on and Krishna was there, Vidushnamara was ruling, and see the civilization, how wonderfully it is there. First canto, 12th chapter, if you read, you understand the rule of Yudhishthira Maharaj, the kingdom of Yudhishthira Maharaj, everything. So by giving the details of Ramayana and Mahabharata from the very beginning, our children understand that these civilizations were much advanced in the past than what we see today.
Yes, Prabhuji. My question is there such progression in other yugas also, or suddenly?
No. That's what I'm telling. Because our people, our linguists do not have recorded history before 2,500 years. They have simply extrapolated based on assumptions.
So you mean to say there are no Stone Age and no Homo sapiens, something like that?
Obviously. Correct? When did they start? Yeah, we are reading in the Bhagavatam from the beginning of the day of Brahma, Swayambhu Manvantara onwards. What we study in the third canto, especially if you read 22nd chapter at the end, 22nd only, at the end, after the marriage of Devahuti Kardama, when Swayambhu Manu goes back to his kingdom is known as Brahmavarta. In our cosmology classes, even the previous class also, we discussed about this, that Brahmavarta is called as modern day Bittur. If at all you want to know where was the city, is on the bank of Ganga only, next to Kanpur.
Yes, Prabhuji.
The entire civilization is explained about Swayambhu Manvantara period.
So in the every beginning of every yuga, there will not be any kind of like
no, starting. No, no, no. No Stone Age, nothing like that. It is Brahma himself created the human beings endowed with all the good qualities. The first human beings, we can say, as for our understanding, Swayambhu Manu. As soon as he was born, he went to his father and asking for the service that just today in the today's class we read. Yeah. And he was told to beget children who are like him and become the king and take care of all the human beings and also worship the Lord by performing yajna. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3. One second, I'll show you one verse. Please tell me what is the meaning of that verse. This is very well-known verse to all of you. So please read the translation. Okay, I'll read the verse, you read the translation. Sahayajna prajasrushka purovacha prajapati anena prasavidyasvam eshavostishta kamaduk. Please read the translation.
Translation: in the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods along with sacrifices for Vishnu and blessed them saying, be thou happy by this yajna, sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation.
What is the meaning of this verse?
Yes, Prabhuji. From the beginning of creation, the Lord says that. Yes, Prabhuji. So we can say to children that no need to take it seriously about this stone age and they are not real. Correct, Prabhuji?
If you are telling the children in a temple, in a kind of outside, I mean, you can tell all these things. If you are teaching them in the school, government school,
yes,
whatever, there our you children. Cannot tell. They will send you out of the school.
True, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji. Thank
you. If you are doing like Sunday school or homeschooling, you can please tell them. Yes. Though they are telling all this, but our scriptures say like this.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thanks. I had this doubt in a long time how to explain to the children about this. They'll, when they read Mahabharata and Ramayana, it looks like something imaginary for them. They'll not be able to connect what they're reading in their academics.
The Stone Age, thank Iron Age, all these things are kind of imaginary. They are all extrapolated theories.
Yes, thank you, Prabhuji.
Actually, it is otherwise. As His Grace Dutakarma Prabhu writes the book, Human Devolution. The consciousness actually comes down. It does not evolve. In Satya Yuga, the first Yuga, at the beginning of the creation, the human beings are highly evolved conscious. Then eventually, yuga after yuga, the level of consciousness actually comes down. It does not evolve. It comes down. That's why he writes the book Human Devolution, not Human Evolution.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji. So, Prabhuji, this Stone Age chapter is like people when they want to set fire or the making of the bulla carts, all these things are there for the children in the book, right? So this can be taken like that or what? The stones and these woods and all they have used for making the art vehicles or something like that. So that's why it's
I mean to say that in the previous yugas, they have better technology to make their vehicles.
Okay.
So, for example, Mahabharata on the 14th day of battle, Arjuna's chariot supposed to travel for 40 yojanas in one day fighting so many warriors. One yojana is roughly 13 kilometers. How much it would be 40 yojanas, Milmi? 40 into 13.
Very weak, Prabhuji.
520 kilometers on the chariot and fighting with warriors. Can any vehicle is there today?
No.
So it's like
so that's why you told that the thing is reduced from Satya to Kali Yuga.
Yes, it the reduces. Conscious. Yuga by Yuga reduces.
Okay, thank you, Prabhuji. Jyoti right. Mataji, are you ready?
Yes, Mataji.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question is, there was one session in Bhakti Sangha prior to this in the same canto, and they said that the numbers are alive. The words are alive. The sound vibrations are coming. The sound is coming from spiritual world. So every word or the letter that we pronounce, it is coming from the spiritual world. So my question is, are these numbers also alive, the numbers and the words? Are they our spiritual personalities, I mean, because they helped in singing the songs or creations of the song to the devotees in Vrindavan? So I just wanted to know about this. So could you please help
Srimad me to Bhagavatam understand? Canto 11, Lord Krishna himself talks about all these things. What came from spiritual world is called Nadaswara. The one sound syllable that came from spiritual world is called Nadaswara. That is like the seed. When you sow the seed will give rise to a small sprout. The sprout is Om. And that Om eventually grew up bigger and bigger. It became like the tree of the Vedas. The tree has so many branches. The branches are called Vedas. The branches will have so many sub-branches. They are called as Aranyakas, Upanishads, Itihasas, Puranas, all the other things. They are part of the tree. The original source is Nadaswara. That one thing came from the spiritual world and everything is manifested here. Everything is a manifestation of that here. So in that way.
Prabhuji, what about the numbers? Because practically
everything, the numbers also, all the syllables, numbers, everything is a manifestation of that Nadaswara and Om.
So they are not the living beings, right? Means they are not spiritual living beings. They are the energies of Lord, right?
Yeah, energies of the Lord. For all the Vedic literatures and for all the numbers and syllables, the deity is Saraswati.
Yes, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I have one more question. Like the students, the small children who are very familiar to me are coming to hearing about the Krishna book that I recite every evening. Mm. So they have a lot of curiosity. So it's very difficult for me to make them understand about Ramayana or about the Mahabharata. So could you give me some tricks to, you know, preach them or make them understand about our Vedic literatures, or to enhance their character, basically, to make them aware that if they behave in this way, what can be the possibility that they will be facing in the future? So I just wanted to know more about this, how to preach them.
Well, you just tell them that if the children are like obedient to their parents, obedient to their teachers, so this is what they gain, this culture, the name, fame, and whatever they obtain in the future, etc. Even in spite of going through so many difficulties, they never give up. So, and they stick to Dharma. They stick to following the principles of Dharma until the last breath. I mean, I also don't know. I never taught children, etc. So, you may talk to some other senior devotee who actually interacts with children. Exactly what is the mindset of the children? How will they appreciate and understand? Can I give some point? Please, Prabhuji, please.
What you said was that Dharmam to Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. Everything, the Dharma is the correct one. And Prabhupada stole all our dog mentality. This Big Bang theory, the scientist theory, and man came from monkey. These are all not there at all. So we have to follow the scriptures, and Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and Mahabharata, Ramayana are the perfect things. All those other religions, what they brought is, they just made 2,500 years back. And ultimately, they will come, like all the people surrendered to Prabhupada, including the Christian, Muslim, all surrendered. Because the whole Dharma is inside the body. Satchidananda Vigraha. The chit is completely, knowledge is there, but only it is covered because of the Maya. So, by spreading the Krishna consciousness only, the things they will get the whole thing, that Mahabharata is true and Bhagavatam is true, everything is true. So there's no way out. We have to only make them chant and have children's class properly. Then they will do it. You will give them good prasadam. The children should be given good prasadam, and they should be making to do a lot of kirtans. Suddenly you tell the story, they say, this is all imaginary. I don't believe. So they have to be given some good prasadam and good kirtans and make them chant. This is how we developed in Dubai and Sharjah when we have the children's children's class grew in a good way and they became good youth preachers also. No, they're all having a lot of...
I've taken a note about thank you, that, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Jyoti Mataji. Thank you. Thank you.
There is one small query in the chat box.
Yeah, there is.
I heard that Surabhi is from Goloka. Even Srila Prabhupada also writes that from
Chintamani Goloka. Chintamani Prakara Sukalpa Vriksha Laksha Vitesu Surabhira Vipala Yantam Lakshmi... Laksha with the Surabhi Rabipale, and that comes. Surabhi word is coming. The Chintamani Prakar, Brahma Samhita.
Thank you, Prabhuji. But here, since Indra offended Lord Krishna, his devotees, the Vrajavasis, and all the cows, the Surabhi cow from spiritual world cannot come. By Brahma's request, Indra went to Swargaloka, requested Mother Surabhi, one of the wife of Kashyapa Muni, and she came down as the cow, in the form of cow. Because in the material world, all the cows are her children. She herself is an expansion of the Surabhi cow of the spiritual world, but all the cows in the material world are her her children and grandchildren are expansion. So in that way, she only came like that, our previous acharyas mentioned in the purports. Even though Prabhupada not to introduce so many complications, he mentioned that Surabhi cow came from the spiritual world like that Prabhupada directly mentions. But since I have published this book, Bhagavat Tattva Vichar, referring to different many acharyas, commentaries, etc. So if you see in that the list of personalities who are there, it is Surabhi is there, one of the wives of Kashyapa. And she came down as a cow actually. Because in the material world, she considered herself...
Could you please repeat the name of the book?
Bhagavat Tattva Vichar. Bhagavata Tattva Vichar.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank
you. I think it is already 7:20 plus.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji. I have no more questions I could see and no more hand raised.
Prabhu, Krishna, so is, much, Krishna Prabhu. Is very close to Surabhi Kau, Prabhu. Krishna is very close to Surabhi Kau. That's why Indra took Surabhi with him because Krishna loves Surabhi.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Prabhuji, one Mataji is asking whether your recordings on Bhagavatam, all cantos, is available on Desire Tree, ISKCON Desire Tree.
No. ISKCON Desire Tree. Nahi. There is one channel called Systematic Study of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. There I upload all my classes.
YouTube channel, Prabhuji.
YouTube channel, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Systematic Study of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So, super. In this channel, whatever lectures I have given on Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, everything is there in that. So, if some devotees...
Thank you so much. That's an added up sweet for us today. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your wonderful association. It was really a very grateful. We are very grateful to you and it was really a very good class on Daksha and his sons. And thank you so much. I got some new understandings from your class today. So there are so many takeaways also for me. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Devotees, let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha Kalpa Tripesha, Kripa Sindhu
Hare Krishna, 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 H